I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea Monday in its fourth weapons launch this month. That's according to South Korea's military, with the apparent goal of demonstrating its military might amid paused diplomacy with the United States and pandemic border closures. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the North likely fired two short-range ballistic missiles from an area in Sunet, the location of Pyongyang's international airport. The missiles were launched from 4 minutes apart Monday morning and flew around 380 kilometers on a maximum altitude of 42 kilometers before landing in waters off the country's northeastern coast. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said the missiles did not pose an immediate threat to the U.S. personnel or territory or to its allies, but highlighted the destabilizing impact of the North's illicit weapons program. Japan's defense minister said the missiles landed outside Japan's exclusive economic zone, and the chief cabinet secretary condemned North Korea's actions as threats to peace. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to meet virtually with the Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio of Japan Friday. The meeting comes as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus continues to surge. The White House said Sunday the meeting will take place to highlight the strength of the U.S.-Japan alliance. The allies are looking to deepen ties in the face of China's growing economic and military clout in the region. Kishida was elected in November, and the two leaders will be meeting for the first time. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New Zealand, like Australia, dispatched a surveillance flight on Monday to assess the damage in Tonga, isolated from the rest of the world due to the eruption of an underwater volcano that triggered a tsunami and blanketed the Pacific island with ash. A New Zealand Hercules C-130 would perform drops of essentials after the requirements are assessed, and the Navy will also be deployed very quickly, according to New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, during a news conference in Auckland. An underwater volcano off Tonga erupted on Saturday, triggering a tsunami on the shores of Tonga and cutting off phone and internet lines for the entire island. There are no official reports of injuries or deaths there as yet, but communications are still limited and outlying coastal areas remain cut off. Beijing's first reported case of the Omicron variant has prompted stepped-up measures in the nation's capital just weeks before it hosts the Winter Olympics. State media has said that following the positive test announced Saturday, more than 13,000 people in all places a patient may have visited over previous days have been tested. The infected person lives and works in the city's northwestern district and had no travel history outside of Beijing for the past 2 weeks. No new cases were reported in Beijing Monday, although the nearby city saw another 80 cases recorded over the previous 24 hours. All transit links between the capital and the city have been severed as the capital considers stronger restrictions. Australia's foreign minister, Maurice Payne, said that she was confident that bilateral relations with Serbia will remain strong despite the deportation of tennis star Novak Djokovic late Sunday. Payne reiterated Australia's stance that the rules apply to everyone. Djokovic was deported from Australia Sunday after losing a bid to stay in the country to defend his Australian Open title despite not being vaccinated against COVID-19. He arrived early Monday in Dubai. China's economy grew by 8.1% in 2021, but Beijing faces pressure to shore up activity after an abrupt slowdown in the second half. Government data shows that the economy expanded by 4% over a year earlier in the final 3 months of 2021. That is down from the previous quarter's 4.9% and eye-popping 18.3% in a year's first 3 months. Activity languished under pressure from Beijing on the real estate industry, a key growth driver, to cut debt levels that Chinese leaders worry are dangerously high. Via remote, I'm Tommy.